The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
The birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus, the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The kids were out on a nice October Saturday. They were just right outside of town, a creek was flowing through, and the kids were all out there exploring the creek. They were having fun hopping from rock to rock out there, maybe looking under a few rocks and looking to see if they could find any fish. And they're just kind of moving on down the stream. And as they moved a little bit further down, they found another spot in the creek. And this time it wasn't just a babbling brook, but rather it dumped into a large pool. The banks of the creek rose up, and there was a nice pool right there. And so they were having fun chunking rocks in there that would kind of make that deep splash as it hit the water. And after a while, they got a little bored with that. And so the oldest boy there, Quentin, decided, hey, let's do something fun. Let's jump across. And so Quentin, with his long legs and his grace, backed up a little bit, took a running start, and he leaped over the creek. And he had plenty of room to spare. And then one by one, the other kids jumped over the creek until we came to the last one, the youngest one, a little boy named Frankie. Frankie wasn't so sure, and he looked up and he said, I can't make it across this creek. And the others laughed at him and made fun of him, says, you're just chicken. Even the girls jumped across. Well, that did it for Frankie. So he took his steps back just like Quentin had did, put that determined look on his face, and he took off running, his little short legs pumping across that one side of the creek along the bank, and he leaped, and he fell short. And he went kerplunk into the water. All the other kids held their breath. And then Frankie popped up, and he was about neck deep in the water, and he was crying. He was scared. And I don't know what scared him the most, the fact that he had fallen, that just that sheer feeling of falling and actually falling, or hitting that water as hard as he did, or going under the water, or just the chill in the water, because this was fall, the day was nice, but the water was cool already. Are all the kids laughing at him, the embarrassment of it all? And he started crying and said, help, help, I can't get out of here. Well, his older brother was there, and his older brother found a branch and stuck it in front of him and says, here, Frankie, grab it, and I'll pull you to shore. Well, Frankie was too busy crying. He had his eyes shut, wailing loud. He did not hear his brother. So his brother drops the branch and heads to town. And about 10 minutes later, he comes back with his mother in tow. His mother eyes the situation, sees that her son is actually safe, and she has to stifle a little giggle in there then too. But she grabs the branch that the older brother had and says, Franklin David Smith, grab this branch. Listen to me, grab this branch. Well, the mention of all three of his names got his attention, and he quit crying. He heard his mother's voice. He listened to what she said, and he grabbed the branch, and she was able to pull him safely to the shore. He was able to climb out, and when he did, his mother grabbed him and gave him a big hug, even though she also became wet with all the water and the muck. In our gospel lesson this morning, I'm sure Joseph felt like he was neck deep into trouble as well, or just absolutely upset. He loved Mary, and he was betrothed to Mary, and being betrothed was even more than just being engaged. It was actually a legal contract. They were in a legal contract together to become married, and they did love each other. He thought at least Mary loved me. He knew that he loved Mary, and he thought that Mary loved him. But then she goes off and gets herself pregnant. What is he supposed to do? He knows he's not the biological father here. He thought he could trust her. How could he ever trust her again? How could they ever start a marriage like this? But Joseph was a righteous man. He was a faithful man. He believed in God. He also still loved Mary, even though he was disappointed, he was upset, he was probably angry, he was bewildered. What he decided to do was to get a divorce. And he would do it simply quietly. There could be legal repercussions from this. He had a legal claim against Mary. He could have gone to the religious leaders and told them what had happened, and the punishment then for Mary would have been pretty rough. The easiest punishment would be that she would simply be ostracized, that she would no longer be a part of the community, that she would be shunned. The worst punishment then would be that she could be stoned to death. Joseph loved Mary, and he was righteous. He did not want to see that happen to Mary. But as you know in the story, then an angel comes, and the angel speaks Joseph's name. Joseph of Nazareth. Again, that's like saying all three of your names. Middle name, first name, middle name, and last name. It grabbed Joseph's attention. He heard his name being called. It grabbed his attention in that dream, and the angel told him, "Do not divorce Mary. Take her as your wife, for this child is special. He will save your people. And call him the name Jesus," which means "he who saves." Names have power. When we hear our name called, it has power within us. This name, Jesus, has power. It's the power to save. In our baptism, when we are baptized, your name is called out. You are baptized. You are a child of God. Your sins are forgiven. You are given the promise of eternal life through the blood of Jesus Christ. That name Jesus means something. Even though this baby is not born, that baby already has a name given to him by God. The name Jesus. There is a purpose for this child who is not born. It is to save his people. But this baby also has another name. We read in the Old Testament lesson from Isaiah today, and then also too, this is quoted in Matthew's gospel, that, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. This child, which is still yet to be born, this child that Joseph thought was a mistake or a betrayal, this child has the name of God with us. We find ourselves neck deep a lot of times in the water, the cold, the muck, the troubles. Sometimes we're angry. Sometimes we are bewildered. Sometimes we feel like we have been betrayed. We find ourselves struggling, wondering how we're going to get all the things done that need to get done. Sometimes it's financial troubles. Sometimes it's rejection. We find ourselves in trouble. But God calls us by name. We hear that name, that individual name that we have, that God is with us. He's right there. He knows who we are. And then Jesus, the one who saves. Christ is the one who comes and saves us, even when we are neck deep in trouble. Jesus comes to save us. He says, come, take my hand. Let me lead you. Come, follow me. Come and be my child. The name has power. Our names have power. Our ears pay attention to when we hear our name, whether it's somebody calling us or whether we hear it in a conversation from somebody else. Our ears perk up. We know our name. Jesus has that name too, that he is the one who saves us from our sin. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.